From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. California lawmakers approved a number of bills in the session just passed that are intended to address the state's shortage of primary care providers. But clinics say the measures are not enough. Healthcare reporter Pauline Bartolone has more from Sacramento.
Governor Jerry Brown has already signed a couple of bills. Others are awaiting action. Dr. Paul Finney of the California Medical Association says CMA's bills are meant to put more doctors where they're needed.
Keeping intact team-based physician-led care, which basically helps to expand capacity while simultaneously maintaining quality and safety of care.
Governor Brown signed a physician-supported bill to speed up the licensing of doctors wanting to practice in underserved areas. Another directs UC Riverside Medical School to assist students in applying to programs that encourage them to serve there. But Carmela Castellano-Garcia of the California Primary Care Association says these measures will have no significant impact.
We are going to need much more significant efforts if we're really going to make a dent in the workforce crisis.
Castellano-Garcia says the clinics she represents serve 5 million patients, and they are already hard-pressed to find providers. Lawmakers had made efforts to expand the roles of mid-level providers like nurse practitioners so that more patients could get primary care in shortage areas. But a couple of those measures stalled this year. Castellano-Garcia again.
If we continue to have vacancies and challenges filling positions, it will affect our ability to see patients if we do not have the clinicians on board.
One bill on the way to the governor's desk would allow pharmacists to order some tests and manage medications, but only under a physician's supervision. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
Find more at KRB.org.